Blog Talk Radio.
Hello! Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and prepare to be motivated, excited, and influenced. Without further ado, enjoy the show.
Without further ado, enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. I'm telling you, we are broadcasting right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we are just tickled pink that you joined us today. You know what? The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we bring you phenomenal shows, interesting guests, and, of course, the lovely and phenomenal host, which would be me, Charvette. You know, I'm just joking. Y'all gonna laugh with me? I know you are. I know you are. Listen, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I'm telling you, we have a wonderful show lined up for you today. My first segment, I'm going to speak with Angela Patton. She is the founder and director of Camp Diva, and she is in the virtual studios right now. I'm going to bring her to the mic, and I'm so excited. We are glad to have Angela coming to the mic right now. Hi, Angela.
Hi, and I'm glad to be here.
We are so glad to have you.
Thank you.
Great. Let me tell our listeners a little bit about Camp Diva. Ladies and gentlemen, Camp Diva is a nonprofit educational program based right here in Richmond, Virginia, and they provide a nurturing safe haven for girls and adolescents, and that really instills in them the values necessary to cultivate them into productive and self-assured young ladies. And we certainly promote anyone that is promoting and uplifting our young adults and our teens and our girls. So, Angela, again, we're glad to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's absolutely right.
All right. So tell us, Angela, how did you start Camp Diva?
Well, Camp Diva actually was created from my experiences of volunteering in the community, with working with women that were dealing with challenging circumstances such as homelessness, terminal illnesses, domestic violence, substance abuse, and the list goes on of some of those challenges that women could be coping with in our mm-hmm. community. And as I just remember, every time someone asked me that question, how women always were expressing themselves to me about what happened when they were a little girl to them. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, my dad left, or when I was I was molested, or my mother was in substance abuse. So I don't trust mm-hmm. women. I don't like this person and that person. And a lot of it came from what they experienced in their childhood. So as I was doing life coaching and introducing women to healthier eating and yoga and pampering themselves, I realized that I needed to be more proactive with our community
yes.
and work with young girls and try to instill in them some of the skills that a lot of us don't discover until we become adult women. I'm not going to say it's too late, but
right.
we just have wasted some time. And it just seems to, end up creating a cycle
mm-hmm.
within our community. So if I'm a 25-year-old woman and I have some issues that I just really needed to deal with before I became a mother,
right.
it's most likely that that's going to carry on into that daughter that I possibly could have or that son. When I decided to put a camp together at that time, I really didn't know what I wanted to name the camp,
uh-huh.
But I knew what direction I wanted it to go into. And unfortunately, a woman that I grew up with during my childhood and lost her daughter,
uh-huh.
and her daughter's name was Diva Mastati Smith Rome, and she was actually in a family's home and found a firearm and accidentally the firearm went off, and so she was killed by the careless use and placement of a firearm in a home.
Okay.
And her mother and I wanted to keep her spirit alive.
Right.
And we always talked about how great she was with her daughter. She was really trying to prepare her for her passage into womanhood. And she said, I wish I can instill these same characteristics and teach my other girls how to be a diva in flight, and what her name really meant, which is divine goddess. She, you know, people used to ask her, why did she name her daughter Diva? That's like Beyonce or Patti LaBelle. She was like, no, it means divine. And that's what my daughter is, and I'm nurturing that potential within her. So we put the camp in Diva's memory. So the camp got its name from Camp Diva, but it was really inspired from women that I've worked with that just kind of put me in that place of being proactive with our young girls in our community. And that's how Camp Diva started. And we have been going strong for 5 years now.
Outstanding. What an awesome mission and goal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you've got to tell us, you have so many phenomenal activities and programs that you put on. And you have something coming up March 5th. Date with Dad. Tell us about Date with Dad.
Yes. Well, outside of the Date with Dad dance, we definitely do provide, you know, after-school programs. And we have a summer camp. We have an Entrepreneurship Saturday Academy for girls. And we also do what we call Diva Days and Diva Dance, where we actually partner with our public schools and other community centers, and we can bring in a day of just what it is to be a diva for girls who cannot participate in our 12-week program or our 5-week summer camp or either our Saturday Academy. But we want to try to reach every girl with every opportunity we can. And the Date with Dad dance is going to be our second annual Date with Dad dance on March 15th at Toad's Place.
Okay.
And that was kind of inspired because I really try to get parents involved. We can't do this by ourselves. It, you know, it does take a village to raise the children.
Yes, it does.
And Camp Diva is just a piece in the village. We're just that little one little hut there that can do some things. And we try to get everybody to get involved. So we've always reached out to our parents. And one of the, experiences that I've had in Camp Diva is usually it's mothers who are involved in their daughter's upbringing. I have had a few fathers come in, especially during the summer camp, if they have, you know, the custody with their daughter. And they're like, I got my daughter for a couple of days in the summer, and I don't know what to do with her. Can you just take her? But that wasn't what inspired me to do with the Date with Dad dance. What inspired me was when my husband is really active in the community as well, and he is a basketball coach with girls, and does a lot of outreach with young people, period. And then one day he was like, Angela, I need you to go pick up a few girls for me, and when you pick them up, you know, just bring them to the game. They don't have transportation. Their parents don't want them to come. You know, it's always some challenge. And as I was picking up one of the girls, she saw another girl was in the car and saw her father in a home like about four doors down. So she said, there's my father right there. So I automatically stopped the car so she can speak to him. And she said, what are you doing, Sister Angela? And I said, well, your dad's right there. Don't you want to talk to him? She was like, no. She said, those groceries he taken out of that car, not for me. Keep going.
Wow.
And she was actually looking out the window at her father in his day-to-day routine and didn't get out the car at all while we were waiting for another girl. She just looked at her father and just was like, whatever.
Okay.
And that just was like, oh, my God. And it just broke my heart because I've had that relationship with my father, fortunately. And I was like, if my dad was right here, I would be running out of the car. Daddy, let me introduce you, blah, blah, blah. She was not a bit interested, and I said, something is missing. So I went back to my Camp Diva girls, and I said, well, let's have a Date with Dad dance. And they was like, for what? And I was like, tell me why, you know, they were like, why we can't just have a mama and daughter dance? Why we can't have a teen party and anything but the Date with Dad dance? And so I found out from majority of the girls from three different programs that I have. Mm-hmm. They're not even in the same room together. Different communities,
right.
Different mindset, different ages between 11 and 17. Majority of them were like, I don't care to be in a date with Dad Dance with him. He's locked up. He doesn't care about me. He's
mm-hmm.
not coming anyway. He's embarrassing. I just see him when he give me money. You know, all of these, all kind of excuses not to be
right.
with their father. So when we decided to do this date with Dad Dance, it was really to heal relationships.
Yes.
Also bond them, to, you know, do some bridging of the gaps
yes.
that are there and have and start conversations. And the girls actually now plan the dance.
Okay.
And before they were actually asked to plan the dance, they were educated by Father's Focus, First Thing First, and just some local daddies that I know that love their daughters.
Yes.
And I just said, come in and have a conversation with my girls about why it is vital, why it is essential that a father has this relationship with her daughter. And then I had women come in and talk about what happened to them because they didn't have their fathers in their lives. And so it's about bringing fathers, father figures, and I even have a special little part when I have a girl who really, truly,
mm-hmm.
just like Sister Anza, my brothers are locked up, or I don't have brothers. I just don't have anybody but women in my life.
Right.
We have a part where we call fill-in dads, and these are five men in the community who do not have any children,
mm-hmm.
or they just had like a little baby girl, or maybe they just are, you know, a grandfather now.
Right.
Who wants to say, hey, I need to know what to expect when my little girl is a teenager. Or they just some really cool men in the community
yeah.
who say, I'll come in and I'll dance with her and I'll get her a little Shirley Temple at the bar or something like that and just
right.
talk to her and let her know what it really should be, what a man should really treat you like as a young lady.
Well,
and
that's
so,
outstanding, Angela.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that.
Great. So where,
yeah.
what are the details? Where is it? What time? Are there ticket prices? How can people
yes.
participate?
They can go to our website to purchase tickets, which is campdiva.org. They also, and it's a PayPal setup. They can do that.
Right.
You also have the option of purchasing the tickets at the Family Resource Center, which is located in Churchill, and that address is also on our website, which is 2405 Jefferson Avenue.
Yes.
We also have an option of purchasing them for one of our Camp Diva participants as well, or they can call and we can meet them to get the tickets, which is 804-852-4385, and we can meet you to get the tickets as well. And we also are having a raffle for the if people can buy a raffle ticket for $2, not only just to get into the dance, but they also will be able to have a full weekend of just cool stuff that a father and daughter can do together. They'll get a manicure and pedicure together.
Wow.
They will go to the movies. They will have dinner. They will have a bowling, laser tag, and more gifts are coming because people want to see these relationships foster
right.
with these daughters and their fathers, because we can really make a powerful impact when our girls have their daddies or some male that they can trust and make them feel good about themselves in their life.
Well, we certainly
Definitely.
Applaud you for that, for empowering young women and helping to bridge those gaps and build those relationships. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Angela Patton, the founder and director of Camp Diva. Definitely check them out on the web at www.campdiva.org and check out their Date with Dad event. That's March 15th. And Angela, that is open to any young lady,
yes.
right? They don't have to be a part of one of the programs.
No. And it can be old ladies, too, because I'm going to be there with my dad.
Listen to that.
That's right, because we want the girls to know that you don't stop that relationship.
Right.
You know, that relationship is, you know, everlasting. You know, I still can go, and I'm a married woman with children, but it's still something about the relationship that I have with my father that's very important to me and still guides me. And sometimes I just have to call my dad, and I can just ask him anything. And you need that in your life, you know, because
Absolutely.
His journey, he gets wiser as he gets older.
Right.
So it's always something that he can continue to give to me as I'm on that path that he's already traveled. So it's really important that the girls see that, oh, I can start out at 3 years old, but
right.
I also can be with my dad when I'm 35 years old. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And so that's something else that they can do with them as well. So definitely we want to make sure that they experience that in the room. So it's all ages are invited.
All right. Well, we thank you so much. And again, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show applauds you for all of your efforts that you do all year long. This is just one of the programs. And again, people can find out more. You're also on MySpace, so they can check you out at www.myspace.com/Camp Diva and see how they can support you, how the community can continue to support you. So we thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me, and I hope I see you at the dance.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We want to give a big shout-out to all of our listeners in the chat room. Welcome. And definitely want to shout-out one of my friends from Chicago. I'm telling you, I see you there. Industry Buzz, Miss LaTanya, welcome to the show. I see you. She's out of Chicago. We are going to go ahead and transition to our next segment. I'm telling you, this segment is really interesting. I have a teen entrepreneur that's coming up. As we talked in the first segment, kind of more dealing with the young ladies and how Camp Diva does a whole lot to promote them and they do entrepreneurial things. Well, I have a gentleman that I'm going to talk to, and he is a teen entrepreneur. We call him Deuce Brown. He is coming up. But before that, I have a surprise. There is an awesome play that's coming to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia on the weekend of Valentine's. And I believe in the virtual studio I may have a special guest joining us. Let me check it out. Tara Jones, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so glad to have you joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
I'm so glad to be here.
Great. So you got to tell us this awesome, awesome production. We heard it on all the different airways that you have coming to the capital city Valentine's weekend. He loves me. He loves me not. Give us all the details. What is the play about?
This performance is centered around a family, the Day family. They struggle with the ups and the downs of relationships and marriage. We bring some of the issues live on stage around infidelity and how if you have faith, you can get through some of the challenges. We don't make it easy. We don't give all the answers in this performance because we want our audience to be able to look at it and be able to feel what's happening on stage and apply it to their own personal lives.
Right.
This piece is centered around my favorite tagline, and that is love is based on forgiveness.
Okay.
So true love starts with forgiveness. And that's what we want our audience to walk away from. Now, the one thing I'm excited about is that this particular piece, we want to make it an edifying experience, so we're even offering dinner before the show.
Oh, wow. You got to tell us about that. So that's the VIP dinner package, right?
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to make it a one-stop shop. So, fellas, if you have not made your plans yet, there's still plenty of tickets left. We're offering dinner for two, a bottle of wine or sparkling cider for those that may not prefer that.
Right.
The menu, you have two meat, three sides, shrimp for appetizer, live entertainment the entire dinner, and then you get preferred seating at the show.
All right. So give us the times, the dates, the locations, all of that good stuff.
Sure. The performance is Valentine's weekend. That's February 14th, Saturday at 7 p.m. Dinner starts at 5. And then you have the February 15th, that's Sunday, matinee at 3. And dinner starts immediately after the Sunday show at 5.
All right. And the ticket prices are?
The tickets for the show only, if those are interested in just the performance, those tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. But if you want to do the VIP, it's only $50 per person. And I tell you, Charvette, there's no greater value in Richmond where you can get live entertainment, dinner, and show.
All right. I am with you. I am with you. Gentlemen, you have no excuse. Ladies, you have no excuse. We're not going to leave you out. You can take your man to see He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not by Redemption Productions. And the location is Henrico Theater, 305 East 9 Mile Road in Highland Springs, Virginia. Tara, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
It's my pleasure, Charvette.
All right. We'll check you out later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, Redemption Productions Theater Group, that was Tara Jones, and she is the artistic director and co-founder, and again, we're so glad to have her. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back to the second segment where we will feature Deuce Brown, our teen entrepreneur.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
What's up, fam? This is your boy Sean. What's up, fam? This is your boy Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Richmond, are you ready? Redemption Production proudly presents its all-new gospel stage play, He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not.
Spend the night with me.
Girl, I had no idea how good it could be if I just relax.
Watch to see one family struggle through infidelity, discontent, and commitment.
Who is she?
Baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. Don't you understand that your happiness makes me happy?
And that's too much pressure for me to live with. Baby, marriage is not always easy, but it's worth the trouble.
Two nights only, February 14th and 15th, Henrico Theater, 305 East 9 Mile Road. Tickets start at $20, available at Barkey's Bookstore and online at RedemptionProductionsLLC.com. And fellas, planning that special Valentine's Day? Let Redemption do it for you, baby. That's right, a VIP dinner, bottled wine, and preferred seating. Visit the website for menu details. Get your tickets while they last. For more information, call 402-9113.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am excited to bring on the air right now Deuce Brown. He's coming to the mic. He's my teen entrepreneur. I am telling you, we're just excited to have him, and he is coming right now. Hello, Deuce. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we kind of talked earlier, this is kind of our youth teen empowerment segment, if you will. And, Deuce, tell us, how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
You are 14 years old. And when did you first think about being an entrepreneur?
Well, I don't really remember, but my mom tells me that it was when I was 3 or 4 years old.
Really? All right, and we have Mom also joining us in the virtual studio. Hello, Keisha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great. We're glad to have you.
Thank
All right,
you
so you're welcome. Okay, so Deuce, tell us, can you remember like the first business project or first thing you ever sold?
Well, my first hustle was when I was in kindergarten. I designed puzzle pieces and made them into pins for women's suits.
Really?
And I sold them at church on Sundays.
And you said that was your first hustle.
I like that.
And what else? What other business projects have you done?
Well, I had just got finished with ManiacSkateboards.com. I designed and sold skateboards online.
Awesome. And you actually had skateboards. You had people purchasing skateboards from you. You were shipping them out to people?
Yes.
And you are how old again?
14.
I love it. Keisha, I have to jump in and bring you in here.
Yeah.
How did, like, what was your reaction to your son's entrepreneurial spirit? Like, did this come from you? Like, what was your reaction?
Well, I think he, both his father and myself are entrepreneurs by nature. So I guess just being in the house with us, you know, he learned. And I think some kids are just born with it. As he mentioned, you know, when he was two or 3 years old, he would say he wanted to own a Sam's Club or a Walmart, you know. And just seeing it, of course, as a mother, you're proud, you know.
Right.
And also I just try to be very, very supportive of all of his efforts.
Great. And what are things that you do as a parent, you know, that help support him with his businesses?
So morally, I mean, just want to be there and let him know that with God, you know, nothing is impossible. So when he comes up with ideas, just making sure I'm there, because he is, you know, a child still. So he doesn't know everything about business, you know, as someone, you know, that's been in the business arena would. So just guidance, providing guidance, as well as moral support and, of course, financial support at times, you know. But just making sure that he's aware of the contractual jargons if he's reading, you know, internet contracts for websites and just whatever business venture he's in, just making sure that I'm there to be the extra set of eyes so that he won't get into, you know, any thing that he doesn't need to be in at his age.
Right. Great, great, great. We certainly applaud that. All right, so Deuce, tell us, you talked about the skateboards. What is your next project? What are you going to be working on next?
Well, I'm in the process of starting a production company.
Wow. Can you give us the inside scoop?
Well, I'm going to be filming skateboarders around the Richmond, Virginia area and posting them, like, on YouTube, and that will be on the site, the website that I'm making.
Okay. Great. And can you tell us, maybe there are people that are listening that have teens or have young adults and they're thinking, you know, wow, I really need to do something. Like, what is something that you learned being an entrepreneur?
Always to do business with integrity.
Mm. That's good for adults, too. Great. And if you had to do something differently, you know, based on your earlier projects that you talked about, your entrepreneurial projects, now as you look back a couple years, is there anything that you would do differently on your next business venture?
Well, I think this business venture, I'm going to hook up with the Charvette Mitchell Productions and get my website designed by them.
There you go. I like that plug. I like that. I like it. So what kind of advice, Deuce, would you give to teens that are listening that really want to figure out something that they can do, especially with this economy? There are people trying to look for alternative and different ways to increase wealth and have money. What would you say to teens that are listening, and what advice would you give to them?
Do something that you like to do, and it's not always going to be easy. It's hard work, but the main thing is to stick to it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from a 14-year-old teen entrepreneur, Deuce Brown. I'm telling you, we're going to see a lot of big things coming from you, right?
Yes, I hope so.
So this is your airtime. I don't know if you've been on the radio before, but I'm going to give you some time to do some shout-outs. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, just my whole family. They've always been very supportive.
Oh, and you got to say something. You got any sisters you want to say anything to?
Yes, he's also been very supportive.
Great, great, great. We don't want to forget our siblings. We want to give our sisters and everybody a shout out. Great. Well, we are so glad and we're proud of you and glad to be able to showcase you as a teen entrepreneur and being a role model for others your age group and older as well. So, Keisha, I'm going to wrap up with you. How important is it for parents to really nurture the gifts and talents that are in their children?
I think about the scripture that teaches us to train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he gets older, you know, they won't depart from it. A lot of times we think that that's, you know, just talking about raising them in church, you know, in church and learning how to pray and do all of that kind of stuff, which is great as well. But I think it also just shows us to look for things in our children at an early age to see exactly what God put in them, you know, as their talents and their gifts. And for my son, it was definitely, as he said, hustling, you know. And so just to nurture that, I think that is very important because we are equipped from birth to do what you know, it is for us to do as adults. So I think it's important to notice and recognize the signs. It may not be, you know, selling something. It may be cooking, or it
right.
may be, you know, hair or nails that they enjoy doing. Whatever you see that they like to do, just be very, very supportive at the beginning. And then when they, you know, become of age, they won't have to try to figure out what they want to do, because
right.
they will have been nurtured and trained in that field.
Outstanding. Well, we certainly applaud your efforts as well. And Deuce Brown, we're going to have you back when you have all of your website and everything done, and we can see all the video and all of your productions. We're going to bring you back on the show. How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Charvette.
All right. You're welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, so glad to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We're right here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can hear any and all of our interviews on demand. That's right. If you miss any portion of this interview, you can go back and hear the archives. You can do that a couple of ways. You can visit our official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Or if you're on Blog Talk Radio and on that page, you can check out all of the on-demand shows. Until we meet again, peace and love.